Welcome back to Dark Rum Podcast. My name's Turtle.
My name is Kyle, and I should have known that because I actually just listened to this last episode.
Oh, so why don't you know who started?
I don't know. I'm our only fan.
Okay. So this week on Dark Rum Podcast, we're talking about Shadow People and the Hat Man. Shadow People.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, okay.
Uncomfortable. I felt bad afterwards. I'm sorry. That was weird. I'm in a weird mood.
Here we go. I'm with you. I'm always in a weird
mood. I had a full... Before this starts, I'm sorry. I apologize, people. This is just regular scary stuff. I had a full-blown ADHD moment yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I put my kid in the bathtub.
Yep.
I have the water running.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I got to go find a washcloth and a towel.
Yeah.
So I walk away, and I look at my tarantula tank, and I'm like, I need to clean this. So I just started cleaning it. Like, I started pulling stuff out and pulling out, like, the grass and stuff and changing the dirt. And my wife's like, what are you doing? You're wasting water. And I'm like, I totally forgot. I just looked at this and was like, I need to clean this.
Oh, my God. Just left your kid in a bathtub.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. But on the plus side, my tarantula's cage is clean now.
Well, that's a good perk. I'd do that when I'm cleaning. I'll be like, okay, I got a vacuum. Oh, I got to move.
But you're not cleaning a person.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't have children. I do it with my cat. I'll be like, she needs food. Oh, her water bowl's dirty. Go clean her water bowl. While I'm in there cleaning her water bowl, like, I really got to wipe down this sink. I wipe down the sink, and I'm, like, throwing out stuff. I'm going to take this garbage out. I take the garbage out downstairs, throw it out, and be like, well, that was good. Mission accomplished. And I go fucking watch TV. I go back upstairs. I'm like, where's Squidget's water? What the fuck was I doing? What's going on?
Anyway, so Shadow People, what? Okay, for a second, I thought I wrote one of those notes that I like to do sometimes to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, are 100% real, but that's not what I wrote. It's a phenomenon that's been around for hundreds of years.
Oh, it's been a long time. Yeah, as written history for sure.
What?
It's as long as written history, for sure.
As written history. As long as people have been making cuneiform.
As long as people have been writing, they've been talking about shadow people.
Yeah, so every culture has some sort of shadow entity. And the weirdness is when there's
or multiple shadow entities.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. That's what I meant.
Is it?
It's what I meant.
Okay.
The weird part is the fact that so many of them have, like, identical ones.
Very similar stories from all across the world in different cultures.
So, like, shadow people are everywhere. Everybody has one. Well, culturally, not, like, every person has one.
Know. Most people I know have seen, at some point, had some kind of interaction with, like, a shadow person.
I've never seen a shadow person, and I've had the experience that most people have that leads to it.
The sleep paralysis?
Yes.
But there's a ton of instances that don't involve sleep paralysis.
No, what's funny is, like, as I'm doing this, like, 90% of it is when you're asleep, but there's, like, certain ones that, like,
they'll
come
I
up everywhere.
Was all over the board. I thought when we went into this, my preconceived notion was that this was totally related to sleep paralysis, and people are just having all of the stereotypical reactions to sleep paralysis and psychological traits that come from waking up paralyzed and thinking there's a shadowy figure in your peripherals, which is a very real thing that happens.
Yeah, but some of them are, like, very directly in sight.
The more I read about it and the more I listened and the more stories and things I've taken in, the more I'm like, oh no, this is a whole fucking thing.
Well,
it's
this is
not
something
just sleep paralysis.
This is something I grew up with. Like, it's a major thing in a very specific drug phenomenon.
Wow, meth.
Yeah. Well, I know it's just weird. It's, like, specifically that one. I actually have, like, science facts, but I'm not. It's later in my notes that I wrote. But like what we were saying was there's, like, so many people experience the same ones.
Yeah.
And it's like there's, like, three specific ones. Two of them are kind of similar.
Okay.
But there's the night hag.
Yep.
Or, like, the old hag, which is, like, a witch that sits on your chest and, like, steals your breath.
Uh-huh.
Makes it hard to breathe. That one's everywhere. Everyone has that one, to the point that sleep paralysis has another name that's called the old hag syndrome.
Yes.
And then there's the hooded figure, which is either, like, seen wearing, like, a hood and, like, a cape. Like, not, like, a hoodie, but, like, a hooded cape.
Yeah.
Or that's, like, the masculine version. Like, some people will, like, see that one and it'll be, like, giving off, like, a masculine, angry energy. Or it'll be like a woman and it'll be long hair and like a dress instead. It's just, it's really flowy is the idea.
Yeah.
And then there's different levels of like aggression that they have too, which is weird. Like some of them are just like checking you out.
They're all over the place between like malevolent and yeah, like observational. Yeah.
Like there's none that are like helpful. Like there's none like I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
It's like they're looking at you like, what's that thing? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Or it's like, hey, I hope you have bad dreams tonight. Or it like actually hurts you.
Yeah. But there's also instances. So here's one of those things that goes with this is anytime one of the larger. So we're going to go into Hatman, correct?
Hatman. Yeah, that's like my favorite one.
Yeah. So when the Hatman's involved, specifically the Hatman, which let's cover who the Hatman is.
So the Hatman is a shadow figure a lot. That's usually seen in like doorways or like at the edge of your bed. And it's supposed to be like really tall. Like people describe it as being like 6 to 8 feet tall, like even bigger. Sometimes.
Every story I heard said there was pretty uniformly 6 foot tall.
I was also hearing ones where a man was like, I'm 6 feet and that thing was taller than me.
Well, maybe that's the, like I said, everyone I heard was like the uniformity of 6 feet tall, but more importantly, per culture always had some type of hat.
Yeah. Usually like a wide brim hat,
yes,
or like a fedora or like that kind of style of hat, like a brimmed hat.
Yeah, long,
or
big,
like
wide
a
brim.
Really big brimmed hat.
Yeah, and
like the old preacher-y style hats, what I picture.
They're very often accompanied by other smaller shadow people.
Well, shadow people don't. I don't think there's a lot of shadow people that visit on their own. I think the hag maybe, but I think she usually brings like animal shadow figures, or sometimes
yeah,
she appears.
There's
as
not
an animal.
A ton of animal shadow figures, but there are a lot of animal shadow figures that are animal, humanoid, or human to animal.
Yeah. Well, I have like a whole, I have a story with the hag about like a cat thing.
Okay.
Later. But like, let's describe like, cause like the main thing, like we were saying, is a lot of the time it's associated with sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research on sleep paralysis. So from WMD from WebMD,
mm-hmm.
Sleep paralysis is defined as a feeling of being conscious but unable to move. It occurs when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep. Mm-hmm. And during these transitions, you may be like unable to move or speak for a few seconds or up to a few minutes. And some people also feel like the sense that they're being like choked.
Yeah, menacing
and, like,
or
their
yeah.
air's coming out of them. Well, that's the thing. It always comes with like, they don't really say it here and it's weird. And I know from my experience, like there's just this unnatural fear.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like because you're unsure of what's happening to you right now. Cause I, unsleep paralysis. This is a great story. Amanda decided she was going to come yell at me one day while I was sleeping. I forget. Mm-hmm. I didn't take out the trash or something and she was mad about it. And she comes in, she yells at me. And my response was not what she expected because I was not awake for it.
Yeah.
I half awoke for it and was terrified about what was happening.
Oh my God.
And instead of like being like, okay, I'll go do it. My reaction, Jared's laughing now because he remembers because I literally just went, over and over again. To the point she just gave up and left and I went back to sleep and then she comes back out again and wakes me up and I'm like, oh my God, what happened? Because I remember this.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah, because I just woke up and I was terrified. I was like, I have no idea what's happening. I'm getting
yelled
at.
Scared the shit out of you. That's so funny.
But that's the actual noise I made really loud. I fell asleep on my couch or something. That's why I was supposed to be doing something.
Oh, jeez.
And then, so like, and then it's usually accompanied with like things like narcolepsy and like other kinds of sleep disorders. Like anything that kind of like wakes you up or like gives you not good sleep.
Yeah.
It usually occurs at one of two times. It's either when you're falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called hypnagogic. I you know what? It's when.
Why do you put
I don't
these words
know.
In?
I don't know why I put science things in here that I can't pronounce. So I'm not going to say it. It's
okay.
just, it happens when you're falling asleep, and it happens when you're waking up.
Okay.
And it's usually like not like when you're waking up first thing in the morning. It's like when you're like if you don't sleep well, if you have like sleep apnea or something and you like wake up a lot throughout the night.
Yeah.
It happens during one of those times.
Okay.
The problem is it's like one of these really bad things where it's like more common than people actually think.
Yeah.
4 out of every 10 people have it at some point.
Honestly,
at least once.
I know a lot of people that's happened to.
And usually it's like not it's noticed when you're in like your teens and stuff and it's by men and women. I was a teenager when it happened to me.
Specifically, what's happening on a real medical level is your body paralyzes you when you're asleep so that you don't, while dreaming, hurt yourself. Flail around, move, whatever. It doesn't...
Roll off your bed.
Yeah, roll off your bed or whatever. Your body doesn't want you to move when you're dreaming, which your body would because you're dreaming and your brain's doing stuff.
Yeah.
So your brain paralyzes you itself. It releases a chemical and it makes your body not move. What happens with a lot of sleep paralysis is your brain turns back on, goes, we're awake now. And your body goes, nope. And you go, ah, I can't. Oh, God. And then your wife screams at you about the garbage and you go,
That's not the noise.
I can't
do it.
It's
very factual.
Yeah.
It's very factual.
But that's what happens. Your brain and your body are not in sync in that moment.
Yeah, your brain's awake, your body is
usually
not.
And like with narcolepsy, one of the issues with narcolepsy is you enter these stages in the incorrect order. So we're supposed to go through into sleep like stage 1 through 4, and then REM or whatever it is.
Narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is just like I'm going to REM,
yeah.
And then I'm going to go to like that part where
REM,
you just start to
and
fall
now
asleep.
At like 3, then 2, how about 4? Now 1, and it sometimes the order gets mixed up enough that you go, I'm awake. My body's asleep. Panic. So that's the medical kind of version of sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Not paranormal. Yeah.
And some of the things that like cause it, which is something that everybody does, and that's why it happens so much.
Yeah.
Is like lack of sleep.
Yep.
If you change your sleep schedule. Mental health conditions like stress and bipolar disorder.
Anxiety.
Which adds to another person that I have in my life that had issues that we'll talk about. Sleeping
sleep
on
apnea.
Your back. So sleep apnea, yeah.
Yeah, big one.
And then, yeah, any other kind of like sleep things, ADHD will do it, and certain medications used to treat it.
Yep.
And then substance abuse.
Yes.
Fun fact, talking about sleep paralysis can trigger it in other people by talking about sleep paralysis. And it's I know this is true. Because Jared never experienced sleep paralysis till I told him about the time that I experienced sleep paralysis. So now maybe you'll
have
sleep
paralysis. His brain was like, nope, let's fuck
around
and find out.
I don't know what it is. It's like a real thing that like talking about sleep paralysis will set it off in someone.
That's super interesting.
It's like almost like a paranormal thing in its own, even though there's medical explanations for it.
Yeah, I would say that's almost like talking about the night hag brings the night hag.
Maybe that's what it was. She was just like, I heard that the sad boys.
Yeah, but then his
ready to take it.
His personal demon punched her in the throat.
Could also
like,
just
that's my smorgasbord you're sitting on, bitch. And then that was the end of that.
I think we also watched. Was that the night that we watched The Nightmare too? Yeah, so we watched that movie, the documentary about sleep paralysis and stuff.
Wow, so you were just priming your brain to have sleep paralysis.
He was all set for it then.
He was like, I'm gonna have this happen. And then he woke up and he was like,
But unfortunately for me and unfortunately for Jared, because the first thing I asked him was, did you see anything? And it was no.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see anything either. I had a direction that I thought something terrible was coming from.
And it was your wife.
Didn't. No. I mean, that happened. When it happened to me when I was a kid,
oh,
I was sleeping
yeah.
downstairs. I told you this in the vampire episode.
Yeah.
Because I first attributed it to my grandfather being a vampire. I woke up in the middle of the night. I sleep on the couch and I just stared up at the top of our stairs. And I told you that house was haunted. I told you the second floor was terrifying.
Yeah.
So that made sense in my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the monsters of it. The word nightmare stems all the way back to like Old English. Like this has been forever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean like what we associate it with now. It wasn't about bad dreams. It was like directly like it meant the crusher that comes in the night. And it was used to describe a demonic demon that would come and sit on your chest and give you bad dreams.
Yeah.
And there's a painting of it from like 1781. So that's how, like, it's old. Like,
it's, yeah. It's,
this sleep paralysis and sleep demons have been around forever.
Yeah. Since the vampire Bigfoots were roaming the land.
Bigfoots were roaming the land, just stomping on like our chest
just
while we were sleeping.
Crushing people while they were sleeping.
Really set us up.
And we just fucking, now we're just constantly have a race nightmare about Bigfoot crushing our chest while we sleep.
So, what aside from like, what is the description that you were able to find on like your basic shadow person?
So the average shadow person is in most of the descriptions I found were diminutive or human sized, so like slightly smaller than the average human. Usually with glowing red eyes of some kind, but so that's not always the case.
Yeah, the ones with the red eyes are the ones you have to be worried about. The regular ones are like hit or miss. The red ones are like, oh shit, I'm fucked.
There's stories about the red ones like physically abusing people, like beating the shit out of them. Like
throwing them out of bed and stuff.
Throwing them out of bed, yeah, and the people waking up with bruises and like defensive move, like because they can't fight at first, and then as the shadow people engage them, you know, your body usually only stays paralyzed for so long. And there's stories, by the way, this is why sleep paralysis does not cover all of this. There's stories, by the way, of people being like, I grabbed them. I was fighting them off.
There's also stories of people being like, it followed me to work. Yeah. I was awake.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole story about a guy who he used to sleep. He used to close his door, his bedroom door, to keep his roommate's cat out. One of the stories that I listened to. And he woke up one night to the Hat Man standing in the open doorway, which immediately triggered him because he thought, oh, he saw the door open, thought my roommate opened the door, then saw the Hat Man in the doorway and thought, that's not my roommate. And then the Hat Man wasn't in the doorway. He was on the other side of the room next to his bed.
Before that happened, though, didn't he just, like, completely disappear and, like, the door was closed again? Or, like,
No.
No, it was still open, but, like, he couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah,
then he found it later.
Moved closer. From the doorway all the way across the room, like, to the other end. And he was paralyzed. He couldn't see him. He felt the presence on his other side, looked with his eyes, saw the Hat Man, and, like, felt that, like, ominous presence there. And then, the Hat Man disappeared. He started to be able to move, and when he looked over, his door was still open.
Yes, I did hear that one. So, like, actually, like, the difference between, like, the Hat Man and, like, the Hooded Man is the red eyes, because the Hooded Man is supposed to have, like, the red eyes, and it's supposed to be a little bit more violent.
Mm-hmm.
The difference, though, is, like, well, the Hat Man doesn't really touch people a lot of the time.
The Hat Man, so everything I've read says, although the Hat Man is usually there for the violent ones, he's usually not doing it.
No, yeah, he brings stuff to do
that. Yeah, he's like a leader. There's almost always an authority behind him. And the little ones or the smaller, like normal human-sized ones, are the ones doing the violence like for him.
But the biggest thing and the worst thing probably about like the shadow people in general, especially the Hat Man, and even more when it comes to the Hooded Man, is it's not what they're doing to you physically. It's the feeling that they create. So, like, the Hat Man is supposed to give you, like, this insane, uncontrollable, like, fear.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what he presents to you. And, like, you're staring at it, and it's just staring you down, causing you more and more anxiety.
Yeah.
And, like, the Hooded Man is supposed to be giving you, like, you just feel intense rage by him. Like, coming at you, not, like, you're getting it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the main thing. It's always, like, a lot of it's feelings, like, of, like,
but
like
one
depression
of those things
and
that's
fear.
So interesting about the Hat Man and the Hooded Man and the Shadow People in general, something we touched on already. There's a version of the Hat Man
everywhere.
In every culture on this planet. Every one of them, they have some very similar representation of him, where maybe the style of the hat is vaguely different.
Oh, I was, and you know what, let's before, like, because we're calling them shadow people.
Yeah.
And the Hat Man's a shadow person. He's more like a shadow demon thing or like a sleep demon.
Well, so we can get into that.
Before
that
we even fully get to that, like, because while we're on descriptions, I was trying to explain to Jared, like, because most people, you think shadow person, you're imagining like a shadow on the wall.
Yeah.
That's not what they are. No. They have a physical shape. It's just they're so dark, they're darker than the darkness that's
they're
in the room.
They're Vanta Black.
Yeah, that's the joke Jared made.
Yeah.
He was like, well, then how do people like tell their shapes? I'm like, no, you could just tell a shape. They don't have a figure. They have a head and like arms and legs, but they look like a shadow in a room that's too
dark
for shadows.
Yeah, when you're in a dark room where you're only lit by starlight or the moon or some other small nightlight that's not putting off much light, or even nothing, the utter absence of darkness still has a shape. The not absence of darkness, the other absence of light, like true absence of light, still has a shape, probably because of like how black holes are. Like you see the outline, you don't see the.
Well, I heard that's kind of like the presence they also give is like it's like they're absorbing what little, like they're absorbing the darkness that's in the room, like they're
or the light
every
that's
light,
in the
yeah.
room to make it darker or whatever. Yeah, there's a whole there's a ton of theories about what they are. Some of which I really like, some of which I think are kind of far fetched, but
Sleep demons.
Well, so demons is the first thing that comes to mind in
red
a lot
eyes
of
do that for you. Yeah. Is that what it is?
No, red eyes don't trigger demon for me. It's how they react and how they purposely instill fear that falls into the trait
I think
of
that's,
a lot
yeah.
of a lot of demonic type of stereotypes is that they want fear because they feed off of that fear. So they come at you, they purposely paralyze you or find you at a point when they can paralyze you. You react with understandable fear.
And then they just
eat that fear
that.
Up, yeah, by standing there just being imposing or in some cases physically beating you. Eat that fear up and then they piss off because they had their meal for the night. There's also references to them being potentially alien. There's a lot of stuff. There's actually stuff tying them to the Greys.
I heard the things about the aliens, but those were like all the stuff that I was reading that like even mentioned it like kind of was like I'm not
a huge fan of the alien idea.
I haven't heard anybody like fully be like aliens. They're like, yeah, some people think, but I don't think that's what it is. Like nobody actually agreed.
I'm not
with
a huge fan of the alien one, but the one I do like is that they're interdimensional beings.
Everything goes back to that for us.
Yeah, well, that's because that's probably true. There's lots of people that try to tie them in with like black-eyed children and all kinds of other stuff.
Black-eyed children's a new phenomenon. I would never put them together the same thing, especially because their eyes are red if they have eyes.
Well, their eyes aren't always red. A lot of people think that the black-eyed children are the physical incarnations of the shadow people, like their actual bodies made. Because they tend to be a little bit smaller in stature.
I'm more firm on the black-eyed children are either some kind of demon, vampire, or alien. I usually lean more towards the vampire type thing.
Yeah, I kind of
lean
towards that too.
I don't think aliens
would need your permission to come in or open the door.
And shadow people don't ask permission to come in and enter the door. They're just close your eyes, bitch.
Shadow people in their whatever form, their shadow form, don't. Maybe they need that kind of thing if they're going the demonic route, if they're making a physical form.
I don't think I can link them.
It's a weird thing we don't understand all.
There's also a good chance that the vampire or the black-eyed children are a creepypasta.
I mean, yeah, they could.
That's just a really, 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 really old, prominent. Before creepypasta was a creepypasta. Yeah. Because it was a man who wrote into like a paranormal show in like the 90s. Like that's when the first like written account of them came up.
I like the idea that they're like interdimensional beings or like time travelers that are looking at us. But I think they're probably more closely linked to demonic.
Yeah. They're either demons or some kind of ghosts. But like there's other things that make me think ghosts.
Yeah, there's a couple that link to ghosts.
Because there's some that are just literally just they exist.
Yeah, they're
and that's
just
it.
There. They're just chilling.
What were we talking about before this? Whether or not they're interdimensional. I don't know. I like the side more on the demon side because specifically the hag and the hat man usually get lumped into that.
Yeah. Well, they have very, especially the demon hag, they have very demonic sort of
presences.
Vibes, yeah.
And the hat man himself is one of the few that people see outside of sleeping.
Yeah.
So it's not a dream for him. Like he's one of the ones, he'll follow you around. It's really funny because some of them, they specifically target certain people too.
Do they really? I didn't actually get
certain
that.
Types of people. Well, it's certain ones. The Hat Man, I don't think has a preference. Like so many people see him, but like the Hooded One will pick people like Jared who are sad all the time and like depressed and like people that are already down. Like he comes and he like makes sure you stay there.
Oh, okay.
And literally, one of the ways to fight him off is to just not be sad anymore. Like positive affirmation, like spending time with people that treat you good and like and boost you are like ways to get rid of him. And
are you
just
saying
take
the
care
Hooded
of your
Man
mental
is
health.
A good guy? That's like kind of encouraging people to be better.
No, he's feeding off whatever darkness is in you.
If you get rid of that darkness, it's
the
hero
fixed.
We need, not the hero we deserve. I don't know.
If only that's how things worked. If only like the way to save people was to just be worse than the stuff around them, so they thought like, hey, I should stop that.
Yeah, they don't though.
Like you walk up, you're like, oh, my best friend's addicted to heroin. I'm gonna start kicking his ass every fucking day.
By the way,
every day I'm gonna walk up.
I don't
want to
glance
him.
Over meth. For the shadow people.
We are not going to glance over that. I was like, I wasn't saying it because I thought heroin addicts did. It's not mentioned. Meth is specific and there's a reason
why. There's a very specific. And we both have a parent story.
Right? I was just saying, imagine having somebody that's like fucking up real hard.
Yeah.
And your response is, I'm going to make him better by beating the shit out of him so that he seeks people to get away from me him to stop being on this.
Yeah. I mean,
I do that to Jared anyway. So
yeah, that's kind of your relationship with Jared in a nutshell.
I do have to. Oh, this is the part. Yeah, never mind. In my notes, we are at the part where I like brought up the meth stuff.
Oh, cool. Let's do it. Then.
Because I actually had it's from Wikipedia. So it's
did I ever tell you
go.
Related to meth? Did I ever tell you the song James sings?
No. Does James do meth?
No, but he sings a song when he's cleaning, and it's meth. Ooh, meth. I don't eat. I don't sleep. But I've got the cleanest house on the street. And he just sings that while he's like vacuuming and doing stuff around the house.
It's weird that I couldn't even picture him doing that. he was quiet and shy around me, and we were friends.
Yeah, no, he's not very quiet now.
So it's weird that meth is such a huge thing for
always
shadow people.
Meth.
It's either people with sleeping disorders or specifically meth.
Is it now? So it's
meth is the drug. There's not other ones.
It's not like people on coke do this, because people on coke also don't sleep.
Well, it's not about sleeping.
That's what I'm saying.
So according to Wikipedia, psychiatrist Jack Platz, and again, Wikipedia, I'm sorry, but that's where I found this one. I have notes from everywhere, but this is where I found this one.
Okay.
The use of methamphetamine adds a conspiratorial component to the sleep depression hallucinations. That's what it is. It's not like coke will make you not sleep, but you're fine. You're like wide awake, you're cranked up, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
People on meth are already paranoid, thinking people are following them.
Yeah, that's super true.
Add sleep depression, like sleep deprivation hallucinations to it, and you got sleep demons chasing you.
Oh god.
One interviewed subject said that you don't see a shadow dog or shadow birds or shadow cars. You see people standing in doorways, walking behind you, coming at you on the sidewalk. These hallucinations have been directly compared to paranormal entities described in folklore. Finally, visual hallucinations such as those caused by schizophrenia and bipolar disorder may appear to be shadowy figures at the edge of your peripheral vision.
I listened to a documentary that used that exact paragraph.
Really? They used the same Wikipedia
from the
thing?
Wikipedia? That's
unless
so funny.
This is Jack Potts you were listening to.
I mean, it could have been possible. That's possible.
What's really funny is because I've heard about shadow people my whole life.
Yeah.
It was just something we made fun of my mom for.
Yeah.
We thought she was crazy.
Yeah.
But like for real, I grew up just hearing how the shadow people were coming for her, how we had to be afraid of them, how we were worried. I messaged her about it today. She told me to leave her alone about it because she had to forget them because all we did was make fun of her. And I'm like, no, but this time I actually want to hear about it.
But this time I actually care.
This time I actually want to hear about it. I didn't actually say that because me and my mom's relationship's weird.
Yeah.
But actually, the bipolar disorder feeds into that, too, because my mom doesn't have bipolar disorder, according to her. But when the doctor said that I had it, they said she had it, and that's where I got it from. She just refuses to accept that.
Okay.
One fun story of that, though, is because like this was always with her.
Yeah.
Especially when we were living in the projects in Peaburg.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sleeping. She broke her nose because of this one time.
Okay.
But she was watching a movie. She was going through her, like, her phase with the shadow people, so she was paranoid and scared. And then in the movie, she was watching the movie Bats. And she heard the bats are flying low. And she dove off of our couch headfirst into the floor.
Oh, my God.
So that was a fun story.
Yeah, right?
But no, my whole life, I heard about the shadow people. None of the particular ones. It was never like the hag or anything.
Yeah.
It was just that there were shadow people in our house that we had to be afraid of that were coming for her. And I can't deny the fact that like I would hear like footsteps and stuff, but it was row housing. So
yeah, you never
who know. Never knew. Like it could have just echoed in a weird way and sounded like it was coming up my steps.
Yeah.
And then you have similar stuff too, right?
Oh, my dad towards the end, things. Especially. Yeah.
Near the end. So no, these are more recent. Yeah, this was my recent. Childhood.
No. This was like last year, a year before. My dad towards the end of his life was very on meth. And we had a conversation. I have a video somewhere of me where I like was filming him like on the sly. Like I had my phone recording. I was just holding it against my leg. So he was
like, this is
screen.
Too good not to record.
Well, because he was like, he was in it. He's talking about shadow people and that his neighbors are up in the attic. And they had someone up in the attic. Like his ex-girlfriend or something up in the attic, and they were going to take him, and it was this whole big thing. The other neighbor was hacking his phone.
Oh, my God, no. Your dad, I've met people like your dad when I sold computers.
Yeah.
So did Jared. It was the greatest thing in the world. They come in, FBI is hacking my computers. How do I stop it? I'm like, lady, I'm a salesperson. I'll sell you a new computer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no one hacking your computer. But. Now,
I figured out a couple things. So, like, I don't know what the attic one was. I don't know if that was him seeing actual shadow people or what.
That's common with people on meth. Yeah. There's people in their attic. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. But shadow people. I realized a lot of his shadow people that he was seeing at the in real time. I realized it. The people he was seeing, he was like, don't look at them. They're gonna whatever. Were reflections in the car window, and his brain was so fucking whacked out on meth that he couldn't differentiate vague reflections that are warped by the glass with actual shadow people. And so that was what he was talking about them, and he's like, no, don't look at them, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, like, while we're doing it, what he's looking at is our reflections in the car glass.
I was imagining you were doing this inside of a house or something.
No, we were sitting on his porch. I wasn't going into that meth head's house.
Facts. I don't do that either.
Yeah, nope. Fuck that. That's how you end up, like, in someone's basement hanging from meat hooks.
Not your dad. Probably not your dad. Mm-hmm. My dad never had shadow people, but he did recently, like, a couple years ago, end up in the hospital because he was a welder. Mm-hmm. He was also on meth and crack and stuff.
Yeah.
And because he was a welder, he had like scabs all over his arms and stuff.
Yeah.
And he would sit and pick at them. And I don't know. I can't remember the name of the movie, but there was like a movie about like meth heads that were thinking that there was things under their skin. And he went through that.
Oh, shit.
Where he started to like dig them out, and then he had to be like hospitalized for a while.
Damn.
He might have like had shadow people. Like, I could ask him to come on the show. Not everyone, I just don't want to, because
not everyone that has shadow people talks about them.
Well, he would. The thing is, he loves aliens, and I don't talk to that man, but my sister does, and she was like, yeah, he wants to come on your show to talk about aliens and shit, because he's super fucking paranoid, and he's, like, super into aliens. But the problem is, my dad has, like, the voice of a man who's smoked it forever.
And was a welder for however long?
Yeah, and, like, who yell and talks as fast as possible, and like I've had conversations where I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. I can't understand him right now.
Yeah.
So like I'm like, there's no way I want to have him come on and record that.
You know what's funny about that is my dad was kind of he didn't talk like that, but he was also like, even before the meth, when he was just like kind of more normal, he was like, no, you don't understand. There's tunnels in between all the Walmarts. They have a giant network all over this country. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Dad. Like, whatever.
My dad, it's more aliens. My dad has always been, like, super into aliens.
I think my dad was the reptile people.
Through a while, I was like, I don't believe in aliens.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah, there was a point where I was like, not even at all. Like, yeah. There's nothing in space either.
There's nothing in space. Nothing.
This was a fluke accident. A planet blew up the right way, and we got life on it.
Oh, my God.
It's possible.
Yeah, I guess.
Unlikely, but possible.
But possible. My father, towards the end, was, I mean, absolutely a paranoid wreck, and some of it is shadow people, but it was the meth. The meth is what, you know, what did it. He was walking from town to town at one point. He was pretty much homeless. He lost everything because he was fucking methed out. But he was constantly seeing shadow people or seeing people in pursuit of him. He was constantly like, oh, they're out to get me. They're doing this, they're doing that. To the point that he scared my mom because he was like really animate that, you know, they're like, they're out there. They're getting him. They're hacking his phone.
It's amazing. Like, not so much like the government and people are after me. Yeah. One, like, I get that. That's that's part of paranoia. It's amazing how much paranormal stuff comes with meth.
Yeah,
because it's not just like, well, like that. We're saying, like, it's not just shadow.
Cocaine
people.
Doesn't do it.
My mom like freaked out one time, scared everybody. We put her in the hospital because of this incident.
Yeah,
where she was telling my sister that she was talking to her dead fiance, telling her that he was murdered, and we're like, bro, no, we know what happened. Like, stop doing this.
Yeah. That's super weird. It is weird though that meth has way more ties to paranormal kind of shit.
Yeah, like it does something to your brain that really like sets you off.
I mean, either it does something to your brain that sets you off, or it does something to your brain that like, well, here's puts the thing. You more in tune with actual paranormal.
I'm led stuff. To believe that people like that, like people on meth, it's more just your brain is fucking with you.
Yeah, probably.
Because of the people in this room, you're the most open to things.
Yeah.
And we kind of went through it when we talked about demons.
Yeah.
You're not very open about that stuff. But, like, I would feel like you would have sensed something if there was also something. So your dad was going through that.
I'm going to actually hit on that point. The whole reason I was on his porch talking to him is because my mom was really worried because my mom was also his caregiver. They weren't together. She was just his like nurse.
I know your family very well.
Caregiver.
Not your dad, but your mom.
Yeah. And so I went over to see if, I actually went over to see if he was seeing something real or he was just methed out.
Yeah.
And he was just methed out. There was nothing there. I didn't like go into the house or look in the attic or anything, but I didn't sense anything while I was there. It was just meth is a hell of a drug.
it's a hell of a drug. Like it creates hell for the people that are using it.
Literally. So
like besides Hat Man, that's my favorite one. I feel like that's actually the most common one. Maybe the old hag, since they did name the syndrome after her, but in modern times, I feel like the Hat Man is the one that's described more often than any of the other ones.
I heard more stories about Hat Man when I was looking stuff up.
Yeah.
But a lot of the stories...
The old hag is specifically sleep paralysis related.
Yeah.
Like, Hat Man isn't always sleep paralysis. Hat Man will follow you to work. Hat Man, you can see while you're definitely
awake.
He's
all over the place. That motherfucker is everywhere. And even though there's a big concentration of Hat Man stories in the Northeast, he is by no means only... in the Northeast.
No, and that's like no, he's worldwide.
Yeah.
But like we were saying, some of them are easily scientifically explained. And I feel like the Night Hag is.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's one of them. I do remember I listened to like a creepypasta or true like paranormal.
Oh, that
story.
Reminds me to tell you about the creepypasta involving meth air.
Okay. Are we going to do that on the show or just out?
Oh, like on the show. Like I want to talk about it because it's kind of related to what we're talking about.
Okay. But it was like a horror narrator show. I used to be really into those before I got into podcasts. That's kind of what led it. I was watching like serial killer interviews, which is the thing that you guys all make fun of me for being obsessed with.
Yeah.
And then that led to me just being like, well, I want to hear creepy stories that I was in true crime once.
Yeah.
And then drifting in the paranormal because that was not really my thing. And like,
yeah.
So this was like something from that. And it was supposed to be a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote into this guy and he was telling a story about a nightmare he had where an old woman was sitting on his chest chanting something and he woke up screaming and his girlfriend was wide awake right next to him and he's like, did you see her? And she's like, no, I didn't see her, but there was a cat and it kind of looked like it was talking to you. And that's why I say that the old hag also comes with like the cat thing. And it's kind of, I know where it comes from fully for lore, but I think part of the idea that cats steal your breath at night come from this too.
That could be true.
I know like the main idea from the cat stealing baby's breath at least is because the milk in the baby's mouth from nursing, the cat smells it, kind of crawls into its mouth. It's not like it's stealing breath.
Yeah.
It's like just killing the baby, suffocating it.
Yeah.
But I feel like this could also be a part of that.
That's possible. All right, so I want all this creepypasta. It kind of relates to meth.
Yes.
By the way, this is almost certainly just a creepypasta. They categorize it as a true experiment by the Soviets, but...
Oh, it's definitely a creepypasta.
It's definitely a creepypasta. So they did this experiment where they were testing a gas,
Is this the sleep story?
Yeah.
The Russian sleep study?
Yep, the amphetamine gas that would...
The creepypasta, if people want to know, is called the Russian sleep experiment.
It's super good. It's a really interesting
movie. It makes you fall for it.
I mean, yeah, you really like get into it.
Until the end.
Till the end, yeah. The end's kind of not so much. But like, it's a story of like these guys that are like in this chamber where they're not allowed out. There's a constant gas, like small dose of this like meth gas that they slowly up the dose on to keep them from falling asleep. And it's like, what, like 10 days or 20 days in?
Well, I don't know how long it's supposed to be, but within like 2 days, these guys were like going nuts and eating each other.
You can't. The human body is meant to sleep. It doesn't do certain things when it's awake.
Oh, you know what? I know where you're going with saying how this was kind of related to it, because now I get it. I remember this part.
So they go into this whole thing where like they're awake and they go crazy and they kind of start like throwing shit around and eating each other. And like there's only like one guy left towards the end. And he starts talking as if he is like what we're talking about, like the shadow person. And like he's saying like sleep is how you keep us down or whatever. And like all this other stuff. And basically like by keeping this guy awake, they let him in.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of weird. And I really highly recommend reading the Russian sleep
Right, or listening to it. Thing? I always listen to them.
Oh, yeah, listen
yeah, it's
to
the
them
Russian
too.
Sleep Experience.
A couple different...
Creeps McPasta, I think, does it.
Creeps McPasta, there's what, the Volgan does it.
I don't know about the Volgan. That one's like... I listen to them just for SCP stuff.
Yeah, Volgan does... He did a whole bunch years ago before he found his groove in SCP, but he's done a bunch of stuff in...
I couldn't tell you exactly where... King Spook, but like there's like things with that one. I don't know if I fully recommend him.
Yeah.
No, like there's so many creepypasta people.
There's
that
some
I used
really
to
good ones
to
just,
that I don't even know anymore.
Yeah,
now.
Just look YouTube. Look up, you know, the Russian sleep study. I'm sure you'll find someone narrating it in a probably very good and professional way.
Yeah.
Or we can do one someday. I don't know.
We have to take it serious for once.
Yeah. We'll
if
have
I
to
don't
do like
get,
a real.
If I don't get, and I'm just gonna plug in now. We are looking for listener stories. I specifically kind of want Halloween ones because I want to do this for Halloween. But if they're not. Just like if you have your own creepypasta you've written, if you have your own paranormal experience, if you have your own shadow person experience, or if you have like even like a true crime experience, like you like something that happened to you on the street that's not too, like I don't want to be rude, but like I something that was terrifying, but not something that would like scar people to hear about.
Yeah, let's not go too far down the trauma hole. Like just
we
and
try
I
to be funny a little bit,
parents,
so we don't
want to
be like terrible.
But that's because we've coped with it for the most part.
I think mostly what I'm trying to say is I don't want to take someone's super serious story and then laugh.
Yeah,
at
laugh
it.
At it, please.
So
we can laugh at ourselves. Don't send us the bad stuff.
Especially because if I get stupid with reading, he likes to make fun of me. And then if it's a serious moment, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be no bueno.
But yeah, just email us at darkrumstories@gmail.com for that.
And you can hit us up. Are we closing out?
No, I was literally just plugging that. I was plugging that because we were talking about creepypastas. We were recommending people go look for them. And I'm like, oh, well, while I'm at it, since we're talking about them and recommending them, I'm looking for these also.
Yeah. So, like, please, hit us up. We want to do some Halloween stories.
And if not, we're just going to end up doing stuff. Like, we'll do that one.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that or something. There's a ton of creepypastas I love.
This time we'll do real ones, not like when I normally do it, where I just pick really bad ones.
You know what? If I'm going to do it seriously, I'll probably just record at home with my setup and then send it to Jared. Just if I'm going to read the story.
I can't have Kyle next to me looking all Kyle.
Yeah, like Kyle will be sitting there and he'll be, I don't know, jerking off in the chair or something. And then I'll be like, what are you doing, Kyle? And he'll be like, you're not reading the story, turtle.
We'll plan this, but I feel like it's more fun when we react to it.
Yeah, that's true, too. So,
unless it's like me talking about Vanna Black and I can't get through two sentences without you being like, oh my god.
Because that story was so fucking bad.
Anyway, back on track. Yes. So we've talked about Hatman. We talked about the old hag.
You touched on it a little bit with Shadow People. That's something I want to cover.
Yeah.
Is they are almost the Shadow People themselves, not Hatman or the hag or whatever. The Shadow People themselves are almost always in more than two or three.
Yeah. There's
like groups
of
them.
And they just surround your bed and scare the shit out of you.
And they surround you. Sometimes they attack you. Most of the physical stories I've heard were when the Hat Man was there, kind of like pushing them on, it seemed like, to the person.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the big bads, the big guys in the shadow world, the ones that people know specifically, the ones that have a name, come with teams.
Probably. Almost certainly. You know, they have their
the
own
The regular
minions.
Ones, they do come and go. And sometimes they are by themselves. It depends on what, like... type you're getting.
Yeah.
Because there's malevolent ones, and then there's ones that aren't evil and kind of just don't care that you exist.
Yeah, but generally speaking, across the board, if you're waking up paralyzed, most people have negative reactions.
Oh, no, for sure. Well, I'm talking about the ones that you don't see.
Oh,
You're asleep. Like,
yeah.
Like, sleep paralysis isn't always the thing. But we have to say that because, like, you can really chalk up a lot of this to sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Especially,
there's
like,
a lot of instances where they're not asleep at all.
Yeah. Like, people see these wide awake on their commute to work, like, just following them everywhere they go.
I really think that shadow people and that sort of shadow person motif is just multiple different things that happen to look similar. Because there's also, like, references in mythology to, you know, shadow beings that turned into ravens and stuff like that in Native American lore and... all kinds of stuff like that throughout different mythologies that also are like shadow people, but they had like other traits. And it could just be that like a shadow motif is super common on whatever end of the paranormal this is from.
Possibly. Or you could see it like if they are feeding off fear, maybe the people that get it more than one
dark.
Well, maybe the people that are getting it more than one, the people that are like seeing it like outside of like sleep cycles, the ones that are like at work and it's like staring at them from the corner of their office or from their closet.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that that time they found, oh, you're a good meal.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm going to feed off you till I'm bored of this one.
If we want to be a killjoy, one of the things that those people that are totally awake and seeing it is could be that they're that they're narcoleptic.
That's true.
You could be wide awake and your brain could go, you know what? Stage three. And then start seeing shadow people and streamers and shit because your brain is not functioning properly. Like real serious narcoleptics, some who don't have full blown, like people think of narcoleptics as like, oh, they fell asleep immediately. But that's not, most narcolepsy presents itself as just incorrect sleep stages. So if you're driving to work, it's early morning or late at night and you're driving home and you're tired, even a little, your brain can go, yep, now it's time for stage two. And you can go, yep, still totally awake, still driving home. And you start seeing shit.
Yeah. All right. So I also wrote down some of the types of like the basic shadow people.
Yeah.
So there's the main ones, the ones that come with those guys. It's just that your shadow person, your generic shadow person.
Yeah.
They watch you from like doorways and stuff. Sometimes they touch you. Mostly they just feel you fear.
I don't like the way you said sometimes they touch you.
Sometimes they do. first of all, I told you I'm not going to go into the one where I was very rapey.
That's no bueno.
There was at least one type that apparently people experience that is. I wonder if this goes back to aliens and like...
Maybe. You'd think the shadow uncle people...
abuse. No, I was talking about like... Do you think this goes back to like the idea of like someone being abused? Like we discussed with alien abduction like this is just... They replaced it.
Their
they
brains filling in the gaps with a shadowy figure.
They just erased the person from the image.
And they felt paralyzed and terrified and saw a shadowy figure because really it's, you know, their mom or dad or uncle or something came into their room at night
beat
and like
the shit out of them while they're sleeping.
Yeah, beat the hell out of them or raped or something terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's usually physical violence.
Yeah.
If
I mean,
any.
That could be the case as much as I hate to admit it.
I don't know. See, this is one of those ones where like, even with the scientific explanations, the scientific explanations still leave like this weird hint of like paranormal.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird.
Like when
gaps
they just, they're like, oh yeah, sleep paralysis. Nobody knows what causes it. Also, if you talk about it, sometimes it'll happen. Also, pretty much everybody experiences it at some point. It's like,
yeah,
that's such. It sounds like a paranormal experience that they just gave a name
up
scientifically.
Yeah, you're right though. The coincidences and explanations start piling up to the point where you're like, This
is like one of the few paranormal events where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
This one's weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those are the ones that like they can touch you sometimes, but most likely they don't. Your generic ones aren't
going
to really
do that
much.
Most of them don't do it.
They're just there causing you emotional terror.
Yeah.
Now if they have red eyes, that's when you're in danger. Like we mentioned before, like those are the ones that come in.
The red eyes will beat the
hell out
of
you. Real hard. They're super hate. Like you feel hated when they're around. And they're there just to make you miserable.
Yes.
And then there's harmless ones. And a lot of the harmless ones are the ones that you see during the day, which is what I thought was weird.
Yeah.
They're just there to watch. Someone suggested like maybe they're just there, like they are looking for companionship and that they are slightly afraid of you. I guess that could lead to the interdimensional being thing. It could also lead to ghosts that are just like, what is that doing in my house? Like, you know how there's like the movies and like there's like stories of like ghosts and it's as if the ghost is just unsure of why things are in its house and you're haunting it as much as it's haunting you.
I mean, that's totally possible.
And then those ones usually don't really give the fear. They're just like there and you're kind of like, that's a thing. That's weird. That part creeps me out, but they keep to themselves. And if you see them, those are a lot of times the corner of the eye ones. Cause if you look at it, they disappear.
Yeah. That's why I like the interdimensional kind of being like, are they just one step different from us? And, you know, that's someone else that's like in their kitchen making fucking breakfast and they saw a shadow in their corner of their eye and you're seeing them in the corner of your eye.
Yeah, well, that's like when I was talking about when we were talking about that, where like maybe it's just the layers and like, that's in an area where it's thin and like you guys are like able to see each
other.
You're
literally just catching the shadow of someone moving in that thin veil right before, you know, but you focus on it and reality sets back into place.
Yeah. I mean, that's some things that are there with like the Mandela effect and like certain glitches in the Matrix is like once
Mandela
you focus on it,
it's
gone.
Came up a lot when I was researching this. And
thinking about the Mandela effect because I am 100% convinced now that I personally, outside of everyone else, like everybody has done this, but I'm personally in a separate timeline that I am unaware of.
Yeah.
Well, I am aware of that's different because there's just things that I remember personally that happened to me that don't exist now.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it. The Mandela effect is 100% a thing that happens.
I saw someone talking so much crap because somebody, either you sent it to me or Jared sent it to me or I just found it, or someone had a Berenstain Bears book and they're like, every time I walk into this room, it changes the spelling. There's something in this room that, like, when I'm out here, it's Berenstain, and I go in there, it's Berenstain. I was like, that's probably Photoshop, but, like, because it gets blurry at the letters when he walks into the room. But I was like, I go into the thing, and everyone's like, you guys are just fucking stupid. Everybody remembers the same thing. All the people that say they remember it different are dumb. And I'm like,
no.
You're a bad person. And you're just from this timeline. That's all.
Yeah, that's really what it is. There's a lot of people that, like, their grasp on reality is so tenuous that they need to shit on other people that think it's different in any way. Like, you
Mandela effects, the wide range, I guess there's certain ones that I can understand being like a snowball effect. You're like, hey, you remember how this was this? And then you describe it that way, and then that creates a false memory.
Yeah.
But there's other ones where it's like all the people that thought Mandela died, like, I never had that. I don't remember that. I remember when he died, like, in 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
But all the people that thought that, I was like, that's the craziest, weirdest thing to think.
Yeah. It's
that's not something you could be like, hey, remember when he died? But, like, he's alive right now. Why would I remember that?
It's funny because it's one of those things, like, how did so many people? There's no record of, like, a news broadcast or anything saying he died. But they remember so many people remember the podcast, remember everything that came about it. Remember hearing about it and details across the fucking country. And then, nope, he was alive. And in fact, was released in president for X number of years. And no one knew at all. There's stuff like that with, like, C-3PO, that he has a silver leg.
Yeah, it's all gold to me. That's how I remember.
Yeah, when I was growing up.
I don't really like those movies, so I'm not any good for that.
When I watch those movies, a lot. Now, the only caveat to this is I am colorblind. And the difference between gold and silver is drastic, except that they're both shiny and metallic, and they don't focus on his leg a lot.
Yeah.
So could I have,
upper half.
Yeah, so could I have missed it? Sure. But when I was growing up, oh, and by the way, none of the toys and paraphernalia you see have silver leg.
No, it's all gold.
Yeah.
I only know that because I had a C-3PO that I totally melted with a magnifying glass because, unlike you nerds, I didn't have it because I was like, I want this. I had it because I had it, and I was like, I'm going to melt this.
I never owned a C-3PO, you fucking nerd.
I didn't buy it for me. I didn't ask for it. Other people bought it for me. Anyway.
So.
out of interdimensions, and I discovered Mandela one effect that I never heard of that is my favorite one now.
Okay.
And I guess we can close this out on, like, a positive note.
All right.
There are these specific shadow people to the woods.
Okay.
They are not bad, and they are kind of known as the guardians of the forest. And I was like, that's epic.
That's cool.
I kind of wish I could, like, walk into the woods and be like, oh, shit, a shadow person.
Yeah.
On that note, have you ever seen a shadow person in the woods?
Yeah.
Is it Bigfoot? Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not what I meant for you to say.
Oh, you didn't want me to say yes to that?
There's also a Bigfoot in Texas or Florida right now, but anyway.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I showed Jared.
I saw a shadow person up at Jacobsburg Park. I've seen a couple at Jacobsburg Park, actually.
Are they ghosts? Or are they just shadow people?
No,
that's the thing. I wonder if, like, maybe you don't sense them if there are shadow people because they're not ghosts.
There's
some other kind of
being.
They're
nature spirits. They're not. At least the ones at Jacobsburg, that they were nature spirits. You know, yes. Never mind. The Jacobsburg is a very interesting park. It's got a lot of, like, it's got an old burnt down cottage in it somewhere that might have been totally destroyed at this point. And, like, nature spirits abound. And it's a really cool park. You should check it out.
I wish we went ghost hunting together when we were both doing it as teenagers.
Oh, my God, right?
It would have been amazing. I took it more serious back then because I used to kind of believe
I took it
stuff.
Less serious back then. I was the guy
that
would
have been,
like,
perfect.
I was like, come fight me, motherfucker. Like, I was
if you would have been there the day that we broke, we entered.
Yeah, maybe don't say this part on tape.
If you were there the day we went to that
statute
house.
Statute of limitations is pretty long on breaking and entering.
Yeah, no, if you would have been there the day that we went to that haunted house and peeked inside. It would have been cool if you saw a ghost.
Yeah.
We didn't die, so the legend of that wasn't true.
I was that kind of ghost hunter where I was always trying to justify what I was seeing with, like, evidence. And I got some things. Like, I have an EMF detector and stuff, and I could get stuff, but it was always never...
EMF is so bad.
It's never as accurate as
me and Jared went ghost hunting with my uncle and dad for some reason one time. I don't know. I was just fucking around, and I made Jared come with me. I was like, my dad and uncle are going ghost hunting. Come with me. We just went, and we're, like, bullshitting the whole time. They're taking it super serious. And then my uncle, like, calls me over, and I bring Jared, and we're like, he's like, listen to what we heard. And we're like, static. And he's like, no, listen. And we're like, still static. And he's like, no, there's words there. And we're like, I don't hear no words.
there's a ghost hunter in a town I'm sure you've never heard of called Northampton. That's like, he lives on like the corner of one of these streets, and you see his white car, and it looks like the Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters, but it's got like very serious, like, we are paramedical investigators.
We should collaborate.
I used to see him all the time when I was delivering medication, because I delivered in this little town you probably never heard of called Northampton, Pennsylvania. And this guy's out there, and we should try to message him.
We should. There's so many collabs that I want to do.
Anyway, I think that's a good place to call it.
Oh, wait. There's also the Rambling Shadows, which are just, like, I guess similar to... what's it called when a ghost just wanders around living out, like, recordings?
Repeaters?
Yeah, repeaters.
Yeah.
But, like, shadow versions of them.
Okay. I didn't even get any of them when I was looking up stuff, but there's a ton of stuff. So much.
When I was like, I can't just do the Hat Man. Yeah. Because I was like, there's a lot, but I was like, I don't know if there's enough for a whole show.
That's fair. Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to look up a lot. Plus, I was like, then I got super into it because I love shadow people.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, I was deep diving on, like, documentaries, because there's tons of different people talking about it, and, like, people that compiled stories. And
you should watch The Nightmare. That was pretty good. I think that a lot of people complained that some of it was very too cinematic, but I don't know. I liked it.
It was on my list.
Gave Jared sleep paralysis, so it works.
There you go. Anyway, I'm Turtle.
I'm Kyle.
If you have any stories, have you seen Shadow People, The Hat Man, the Night Hag, right? Night Hag. Let us know. You can hit us up on darkroomstories@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can find all our shows and all our contacts and our Patreon and merch at rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. And
you can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at darkroompodcast. You can find Darkroom Podcast on Reddit, but you could also find our whole crew for all the shows we post, like when new episodes are out and stuff. We have our own Reddit group that's Rum Runners Podcast Crew, just like we have Facebook, but
yeah,
Facebook's for old people.
Yeah, Facebook is for old people. Facebook is passe.
Anyway, good night, everybody. Good night. I hope you have nightmares.
No, don't see any shadow people, because hearing about them can make you see them.
Shh.